you rock your feet from the heel to the ball of your foot. Just put pressure on your heel, put pressure on the ball of your foot. You're flexing and extending. So you're coming up on your toes, and then you're putting the weight on your heel. And notice the right and left foot. You can even put your hands on your legs and just feel them move. And now pause and slide one foot out and then the other. So because you're in a chair, just keep your foot on the floor, slide it out and back. And your hand is on your leg. You can feel how your knee works as you slide your foot out. And now pause. And once more, come up on the ball of your foot and then the heel. Notice, are you doing both together? Are you doing the ball of one foot and then the heel of the other? So now pause and rest. If you like, you can scoot back in your chair. However you like to rest. Not as much fun as resting on the floor, but. And now slide a little towards the front of your chair so that you really are not using the back for support. You're sitting up. And now bring your hands to your knees. And take one knee forward and back. So take your right knee forward, bring it back. Right knee forward, bring it back. And you see that the leg is moving. You're moving from the hip, the pelvis is turning. So as you bring your right knee forward, think of turning your pelvis to the left a little. And let the pelvis bring the knee forward. So easy, easy. And the arm and shoulder are riding on the leg. Arm and shoulder are just riding as the knee comes forward. The torso will come a little forward. And now rest up at the front of your chair. Think of sitting up. And now bring the left knee forward. Take the left knee forward. First, begin thinking of taking the left knee forward. And then see if you tilt your, turn your pelvis to the right. Notice the left knee goes forward. You keep the foot still on the floor. And now pause and just notice how your feet are on the floor. Are your feet more on the floor than they were? And now slide back in your chair and rest again. So notice as you rest, how are your feet on the floor? And now slide to the front of your chair. Notice when you slide to the front of your chair, one knee comes forward and then the other. So we will work on that. Now, and bring your hands to your knees again, comfortably, and still sit up straight. And now just sit up, turn your pelvis right and left. So turn a little to the right and to the left. Noticing what do your knees do? Noticing as you turn right, your left knee comes forward, only a teeny bit, but you can tell by the way your shoulder comes forward. The feet stay where they are. You turn, your pelvis turns right and left. And pause a minute, and as you take your left knee forward, notice what happens in the ankle, in the contact of the foot with the floor. Notice the pressure changes from your heel to more on the ball of your foot. Notice how the toes contact the floor. And pause. And now bring the right knee forward, noticing your foot. So notice how the heel stays where it is. And the knee comes forward, so the ankle bends a little more. And now pause. And now I want you to rest, but as you rest, go backwards. Walk your pelvis backwards to the back of the chair. Excellent. Walk your pelvis backwards and pause. Notice your feet on the floor. Yes, so a slippy chair is best, easiest to walk. And now walk forward, same thing. If you have your hands on your knees, you can see one knee comes forward and then the other. And your pelvis is turning. And now, as you're forward, notice how your feet are on the floor. And tilt your feet, tilt the right foot from the outside edge to the inside edge. The outside edge to the inside edge. So there are two ways to do this, right? You can take your knee out and in and let the foot just kind of come along. Or you can keep your knees stiller and just change the pressure on the bottom of your foot from the outside edge to the inside edge. And notice how you roll across the ball of that foot. And pause. And now notice the difference in the right and left foot. So is the right foot happier because you just paid attention? Can you kind of feel it tingling? And now the left foot. Try both ways. Once, if you take your knee right and left and let the foot come along, and then if you keep the knee stiller and you tilt your foot from right to left. And now pause, slide one foot out, back, and then the other. Notice how it contacts the floor. Notice how when it comes off the floor and goes down, notice your knee flexes and extends, it goes straighter, and then it bends. And now rest, either scoot it back in your chair or just where you are. And notice your feet on the floor. And now once more, come forward. And notice where your feet and legs are and how are they the same as when you sat down, or has it changed? What happens if you lift the toes on one foot, then the toes on the other foot? So just the toes. We use our toes for balance. And now think of touching only the big toe on both feet to the floor. Like you were going to touch the thumb. So only the big toe. Is the right big toe different than the left? And then the second toe. second toe and the third toe. And now the fourth toe. And then the little toe. So now just play with that. Either one foot and then the other, or one toe and then the other, or do both big toes, a second, third, fourth, fifth, and go back the other way, maybe. And now speed it up. Go faster. Go faster. Put those, like you're playing the piano with your toes, maybe. And now rest. And if you like, scoot back in your chair. And notice how your feet are on the floor. Now, once more, walk towards the front of your chair. Walk your pelvis towards the front of your chair. So, you know, if we were on the floor, we would walk on our sits bones. So, now, with your feet on the chair, on the floor, you're on the front of your chair. Just rock your feet from the ball to the heel, noticing when the toes come in contact with the floor. Noticing if you can, your toes are relaxed and then they contact the floor. So the whole foot, heel, ball, toe is on the floor. And now, what happens if you lift the right leg a little off the floor and put it down? Lift the right leg so you're lifting your thigh and notice how your foot goes down on the floor. Does the heel touch first or the toe? And this is kind of awkward, like doing a knee lift, but just only lift a little and notice. And now the left. Notice, does the heel touch, then the toe, then the ball of the foot, and then the toe. And pause and notice how your feet are on the clothes. on the floor. So now slide your heel back towards the chair. Slide your heel on one foot back towards the chair. You notice the heel begins to come off the floor as the knee bends, the heel comes off the floor. And then do the other leg. Notice the difference. Does one foot go back easier? We've had many years of stress to our feet and ankles and knees. So they're not like they were when we were young. And now just do one and then the other. Notice the difference in the right and left leg. So one, the knee might limit the backward motion. One, the ankle. And now just come back and rest. Rest once more. Notice how you walk back with your pelvis. And notice how your feet are heavy on the floor. Notice your breath as well. And now slowly come to the front of your chair. And now notice your right and left foot. So notice where the pressure is on your right foot. We're not going to try and change. We're just going to notice. And then notice where the pressure is on your left foot. Is one foot more firmly on the ground than the other? Is one foot more tilted to the side? Than the other? One foot more pressure on the front than the heel? What happens if you just tilt your body right and left? So then the pressure changes on the feet. And pause. And now if you wanted to get up, are your feet and knees in a place where you could get up? Just don't do anything, just think. And in your imagination, lean forward and begin to get up, even if you need something in front or use the arms. And then change your feet. feet and legs to another position. Lean forward and begin to get up. See where is the best for you. And now, rest a minute. And now I do want you to bring your feet to the proper, your best place, and stand up and sit down a few times. Stand up and sit. And then come to standing and notice where your feet are. And do you have to move them in order to stand? But notice how when you're standing, notice the pressure in your feet, if you feel into the floor, feel like the floor is supporting you. If you feel centered, maybe rock a little from right to left. Notice how the pressure changes on your feet. And then turn, if you can. You can put your hands on something if you need to. Turn right and left and look. Notice how the pressure on your feet changes when you turn. And we haven't taken a step yet. And now, just walk around your comfort level. Hold on to the wall or the chair or whatever if you need to. Noticing your feet, how your feet feel. Are they happy, happy? And if you like, go back to your chair or not. Up to you. And sit or not.